Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. My name is Adam. I'm here with my co-host, Yus.
Hey, guys, and do us all a favor and go to the Barca Breakdown, one word, on YouTube.
Hit subscribe.
That like button. Subscribe. Like. Turn on notifications.
Send it to take your it friends away. Who watch Barca. I'll take it away, Yus. Not super happy today. You know, I watched some of that Chelsea-Real Madrid game when I could at lunchtime. And, you know, Chelsea come away with a 1-1 draw with that big away goal. And they go to London next week and hopefully will demolish Zidane and this Real Madrid team. But they could have scored more. And, you know, Benzema goal, questionable foul on Casemiro. Anyways, let's get to what's important, Yus. We're into crunch time. Everyone knows it. We have some huge games coming up leading up to Atletico on my birthday, which I know everyone has circled on their calendars. And so we want to talk about today Sergio Roberto, his contract negotiations, Eric Garcia, who looks to be the first signing of the Laporta era, Emerson, who might also be coming back from Real Betis, and then finally talking about my man Dembele and talking about what's going on with his contract negotiations, right? So let's jump into it. Sergio Roberto. A man who gets a lot of different emotions, who is our fourth captain, who just crossed his 300th game with the Barca first team. Actually, that was last weekend against Villarreal. He's had some big moments as a Barca player, right? We all remember the goal, the 6-1 goal against PSG. We all remember that long, long run at the Bernabeu when he crossed it, helped start the play to cross it back to Messi for the 3-2 victory. He's had some big moments, Yus, but here's the issue. Right. Sergio Roberto wants an extension for at least 2 years, but the club is weary of long-term contracts for players over 30. And one thing I'm really glad Laporta is doing is he is allegedly, according to news reports, starting a new system where if you're over the age of 30, we're only doing 1 year extensions at a time. Which, you know, I'm not even going to ask you, Yus, because I know you think it's a good idea because we've gotten into some contracts with some players that don't seem to make sense, right? But let's get down to the details, right? He wants 2 years. The club wants to give him 1 year. Sergio Roberto currently makes $200,000 a week, right? Crazy numbers. So ridiculous. What are your thoughts about the extension and how Sergio fits into this team and him as a player in general?
So for extension, I actually really like that idea. Players over 30 only sign 1 year. It kind of gives us that
flexibility.
We don't have to make flexibility. We don't have to make a large commitment to some of these players. But in terms of Sergio Roberto, I think that his time is dwindling. I don't think he really should take a 2 year contract. I think that he should take what he can get for now. If they're offering a 1 year contract, take the 1 year contract. This all stems from the fact that, in the last few years, even when Roberto was playing more often in the last...
Under Valverde.
I was about to say under Valverde.
When he had a lot of play.
Yeah. But even then, he was playing or fighting for space on the right side against...
Semedo.
Sorry. My brain just bloop. Semedo. And so even at that time, he wasn't performing that well. Okay. And then we traded Semedo. Then he started playing a little bit more again because we still had to fill that right space. Then comes our current season. We got Dest. You know, we're going to be talking about another player that we could get, Emerson, who could fill that same position.
Sure.
Where's Roberto going to fit into there? I understand he's a fourth captain, but do we really need to be spending $200,000 a week?
I'm totally in agreement with you. It's outrageous. Yeah. Sergio Roberto is, it's kind of like Suarez last year where it's like, okay, they've done a lot for the club. They mean a lot, right? Sergio Roberto is, of course, a La Masia talent. He's given a lot to the club, and we have to appreciate him and thank him, right? He's won quite a few titles over the last, 4 to 6 years with Barca. But you're right. He's making too much money. He's getting older. Even when we played the 4-3-3 where he had a role as a right back, again, no one ever replaced Dani Alves, and Roberto and Semedo especially could not do it. And then, like you said, now that we have Koeman, we're, moving a lot more to a 3-4-3 or a 3-5-2. And, when you move from being a right back to a right wing back, Sergio Roberto just doesn't have the speed, one, or the offensive interplay to really score or assist that many goals. And, we have Serginho Dest, who's looking to be really great. He's young. And then we have other players like Emerson who might come in. So I'm in total agreement with you, Yus. I think Sergio Roberto, hey, thank you so much for everything you did. We appreciate it. It's your time now, I think, to either take a one-year deal with lower wages or to say goodbye to the club.
Sure.
And transitioning, right, now we have what might be the first signing of the summer for the Laporta team, and it's Eric Garcia coming from Manchester City, right? And, you know, a few months ago, it was already told to us it was a done deal under Bartomeu. Except there's some new news that's causing some issues, right? And the big thing is that Bartomeu apparently offered wages that were just too high for Laporta and the team, and they don't want to offer the same wages. Now, what's good to see is that even though the Laporta team is technically, you know, a little bit rescinding on what was promised to him before, he still has that desire to come back to Barcelona. He still wants to play for us, and I'm glad to see that. I'm also hearing that Laporta is offering, like, performance-based incentives to help mm-hmm. him get more wages. So everything here looks like a done deal, use, right? Pep Guardiola this weekend, I believe for the Carabao Cup final, didn't even have Eric Garcia on the bench. Pep came out with some glowing words saying that he loves Eric Garcia and that if he could have 15 Eric Garcias, he would want him. But he put him on the bench because he's going to Barca. So it looks like a done deal, Yus. We have another center back coming in. I think we're going to get rid of possibly Umtiti this summer.
Finally.
You know,
jeez.
Question for you, related to Eric Garcia. Do we keep uh-huh. Lenglet, right? You know, we had this question earlier on in the season when Lenglet was performing pretty poorly. Is Lenglet's performance this year indicative of who he is and that the last 2 years were just him way overperforming, or do you think that Lenglet can regain his form that he had last year and the year before when he was really solid?
I think that Lenglet can regain that form.
Wow.
I think he's good. I just think he's making some crucial mistakes. And the reason I want to kind of give him a little leeway here, let him prove himself a little bit, is because we even saw, I think, 1 year under Valverde, PK, dude, what happened? Do you remember that time when we were all sitting there? What is PK doing? He was all over the place.
He always has a rough start to a season.
Yeah, it happens, you know, and I think that some of these mistakes, he can't keep getting these own goals and red cards, right? Like, this is bad.
not only own goals and red cards, but dude, like some of the tackles he makes, you know, he's had some really bonehead moves. What should be said though is ever since the Cadiz game when we had that draw, I believe early on in January, he's been pretty good. And so I'm glad to see him stepping back up. I think you're right. I think we'll probably try and give Lenglet some more time. Eric Garcia, younger blood in there to mix up and give competition to Piqué and Araujo and Lenglet. Good thing to see. Right.
Sure.
Speaking of the back line, we also have Emerson, who might be coming from Real Betis. I know a lot of Barca fans, including me, saw the Real Madrid-Betis game this weekend and saw Emerson do really good. And so it's looking like Barca can sign him for 9 million euros this summer. Laporta says he wants to bring him back. There is some talk that we might bring him back and then sell him to get more money. But due to the way the contract is structured and fees having to go back to Betis, 50%, I think, if we do sell him, I don't think that's going to happen, and it's good to see that we're getting more people who can play right back, right wing back, and provide some, you know, competition for Dest, because as good as he is this year, you know, we've all seen it, right? Arthur, remember him when he came to Barca, he had a really good first 6 months and then kind of fell flat. And so Dest, who, you know, we weren't very happy with in El Clasico, he could have a sophomore slump on the Barca team, and so it's good that we might get another young right wing back or right back, Emerson, to come and give him competition.
We do need those subs, right? We've talked about how much, you know, Alba doesn't have enough competition. Even Firpo on the side doesn't get a lot of play time. Dest should be in the same position. He shouldn't, you know, if we're playing against Real Madrid or Atletico or some other big team, that super important game, you know, 70 minutes later, and we still haven't made a sub because we don't really have anyone to necessarily sub them in or someone reliable that has enough play time, I think this is a good move. I would want to see Dest really get pushed to become better, you know, constantly making sure that he has a spot on the field. And I think that this is a good idea.
Yeah, that was our big problem under Valverde, is it seemed like all the older players got to play when they wanted and didn't have any competition, and it caused a lot of stagnation that finally Ronald Koeman has us pushing out of. And last but not least, certainly not least, use my man, Ousmane Dembele, right? We're in a little bit of a pickle here, an uncomfortable situation in which his contract ends in 2022, right? Which means we either have to extend him this summer or trade him, because if we don't trade him, then his contract will end at the end of 2022 and we won't have any ability to get money for him. He'll go for free, right? So it's basically like this summer we either trade him or extend him. The early reports are that Laporta likes Dembele a lot. The other early reports are that I, Adam, like Dembele a lot, right? And so I really want to see Dembele stay. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had to choose between Dembele or Griezmann to stay, I would choose Dembele because what we need is a winger. And, you know, we have high hopes and aspirations of getting, you know, Haaland or Harry Kane or, you know, sure. a striker to come in. And so, you know, I think Griezmann is the more expendable of the two. What do you think about Dembele? Should we re-sign him or should we trade him this summer?
I think this is no question. We have to re-sign him.
Finally, use comes out. Pro Dembele. I like it.
I've always been pro Dembele. I mean, you can take the pros and cons of Dembele over the years since we've gotten him. You know, all the injuries, that was bad. We paid so much for the guy. And then at the end of the day, he's finally paying off. And I think the biggest thing that we would lose is speed on the field. That counterattack. That's something that Barca tend to have less of on the pitch during some of these games. And I think they would just be a poor decision. You know, I think he hasn't even scratched the surface of what he can truly do. He's sure. A beast. You know, he's the only thing that I've seen limit him in this whole couple of years is his hamstrings, obviously, and just rocketing some of these shots. But
sure,
that comes
in
time.
He needs to get some better shooting, which is going to come with time. Like you said, you know, there's been a lot of reports that he changed his diet. He changed his, like, personal living habits to make himself in better shape for us. So I appreciate his commitment, and I definitely think we should extend him. Now, if he wants a huge pay increase, you know, there's going to be some issues there because we paid a lot for him to come, and we didn't get that much value out of him for the first 2 years where we paid him every week. And so I'm hoping he's able to meet the club in the middle and understand we have a bigger project happening that has some really bigger opportunities for us to compete in Europe in these next few years. But I agree with the use. Let's keep Dembele. Let's keep the energy rolling. Let's go and let's beat Granada midweek. Let's beat Valencia this weekend. And then let's get into a big Atletico game where we can snatch the league and for sure basically confirm our victory in about 2 weeks. Thank
Hopefully
you guys all for watching.
Points.
Hopefully 9 out of 9 in the next three.